You're listening to WMUC FM College Park. My name is Claire Kilborn, and this is my show, Final Girl. Before we get into the music today, let's hear a quick PSA.
While you're outside exercising in the sun and fresh air, make sure to check yourself for ticks after being in woodsy areas like the Paint Branch Trail. Tick bites can cause a serious illness called Lyme disease, which is highly preventable and treatable if caught early. Maryland is in the top 15 states with the highest number of reported Lyme disease cases. The best way to deal with this illness is to prevent it, so avoid going off trail into the woods, and if you have to, make sure to check yourself afterwards for ticks or signs of bites, which usually appear as red bullseyes. If you feel any potential Lyme disease symptoms, like a rash, fever, joint pain, or muscle aches, immediately go to the University Health Center. Don't let this stop you from enjoying the great outdoors. Just be alert when you're outside and prevent this infection.
Okay, yay! Let's all prevent Lyme's disease. Okay, now I can hear myself on the headphones. My computer's almost dead, so I had to do that pretty quickly to get it all set up. Okay, so if you follow my Instagram, at FinalGirlWMUC, you would know that this show, whatever music I'm playing, is just as much a surprise to me as it is to you. I did this thing today where I did a project that I've had, like, a month to work on all in one day. So that was really fun. It's all about citizenship and residence restriction as a political tool to suppress dissent in the United States. It's really interesting. Hi, FBI and USCIS, if you're listening to this. Very cool findings about denaturalization. Anyways, I always say, if you're doing a gov project and some of your research isn't getting you put on a watch list for political dissent, then is it even worth it? Okay, now we're going to get into the show. So the first song that I'm going to play is Wandering Star by Portishead. I play Portishead a lot on this show. This is probably one of my favorite Portishead songs. I have maybe played it on the show before, but like last semester, the semester before. This is from their 1994 album Dummy. It's a really great album. And I think we're just going to play some other artists that are in similar genres and whatnot. But the first song that I'm going to play is, as I mentioned, Wandering Star by Portishead, and I hope that you guys enjoy it. Okay, I'll have something more to say after you hear music, but it's just been a bit of a rush to get into the studio. Okay, Wandering Star by Portishead. Enjoy.
Wandering stars, for whom it is preserved. Thank you.
I'm back. Okay, so the second song that you heard was Indigo Boy by Estero. And this is a song from 1998's Breath from Another. This album is so good. And I feel like, I guess we're just doing like a trip hop episode. Because that's just what's coming up in the like recommended and what I'm kind of thinking goes along. I don't know, I was listening to Wandering Star all day today and I was like, let me just kind of make up the playlist as I go, which is really stressful, like normally, but I don't know. I think that it's fun sometimes to kind of do things on the fly. And I was gonna say Breath from Another by Estero. I think a lot of times people forget about that album when they're talking about like iconic 90s albums in similar genres, but it's not to be discredited. And then the third song that you heard was Overcome by Tricky, but Martina Topley Bird sings on it, and I think her voice is so cool, and of course Tricky is like iconic, and this was released in 1995. The next song that I have that I decided I wanted to play was some Sibo Mato, because I was thinking about how Eliza, shout out if you're listening, I don't know if you are, introduced me to them like over spring break last year, and I guess I had like known of their music but not a ton, but I think that they're so like cool and fun. So I've got two Sibo Mato songs on the play like that I think I want to play tonight. But the first one that I'm going to play is Apple. And then we'll have another Portishead song after that. All right, but the first one is Apple by Sibo Mato. This was released in 1996 on Viva La Woman. I think this album, it's just Sibo Mato is so weird in the best way. And I've played them before on the show. So yeah, enjoy.
Thank you.
Okay. You guys, my, like, the fade, the crossfade on my music still isn't working, and I don't know how to fix it. So, apologies that the songs, like, in between the songs, I think it's fine, but between the songs and silence, it's not. And so I have to do some troubleshooting with that. And I didn't do it over break because, honestly, I was either sleeping, eating, or hanging out with my friends and family over break. I did absolutely no schoolwork, and nothing really productive. And you know, there's something really beautiful about that. I dislike it so much. Let me go on a quick rant. All my professors were like, I hope you enjoy your break, like you see people that you love and like you eat good food. And I was like, this is awesome. And then they're like, reminder that we do have that paper due after you get back from break, but like take the break to relax. It's like, right. So I did take the break to relax, and this week's just going to be super busy for me, and that's okay. The next song that I have up, oh, I'm sorry, let me tell you what songs you just listened to. All right, so the second song that you heard was Roads by Portishead. This song is featured in the movie Tank Girl, which I watched like last spring, maybe even it was last fall. And it's this movie from the 90s about like a dystopian future, and all of the water is owned by this one corporation. So we can see why I liked it. But it's all about like this woman, and she's called Tank Girl, and she goes and like steals water from the water tanks. And she gets like arrested and thrown in this like dystopian prison and sneaks her way out. But it's a comedy. And one could even interpret it as a rom-com. And it has such good music on the soundtrack. It has Bjork and Portishead, obviously, and L7, and Ice-T is on there too. And I want to say there's a Veruca Salt and a Hole song also. So it's just like all of the great 90s artists on the soundtrack in this like weird movie. And yeah, so that's super fun. Then the last song that you heard was from Sneaker Pimps. Of course, like this is their most famous song. This was Six Underground from their 1996 album Becoming X. And yeah, it's a good song. Like, I don't care that it has 17 million streams. It's a good song. And I felt like it fit with the kind of theme that we're going with. The next song that I'm going to play is by PJ Harvey. It's called The Wind. And this is from 1998's Is This Desire. I'm slowly working through playing this whole album on the show because it's just that good. So this is The Wind by PJ Harvey. And I hope that you all enjoy it as much as I do. Okay, bye.
Like the whales. Once more, you meet and I'm loving you.
I'm back. Okay, the second song that you heard was She's Unreal by Meatbeat Manifesto from 1996 Subliminal Sandwich. This song is so, like, cool. Give me love so that I can kill. Awesome. Like, awesome. And then the second song was Army of Me by Bjork. This is, of course, from 1995's Post. I can't decide what my favorite Bjork album is. And I know it's basic, but it's probably between Debut and Post. And that's fine. They're popular for a reason. But I have had Army of Me on repeat, like, the past maybe 2 weeks. I don't know. I started, like, I've always liked Bjork's music, but I started getting back into it, like, a week or two ago when my friend Mila, shout out, dressed as Bjork for, like, a party. And I was like, wait, it's fall and I haven't listened to Bjork yet. Let me get on that. So yeah. And I think that song is so cool. It's really corny, but I have, like, a playlist of songs that I want to post on my Instagram, but I need pictures that kind of line up with the songs. So I'm in pursuit to take a picture that kind of captures Army of Me by Bjork so that I can post it. Anyways, the next song that I'm going to play is another one by PJ Harvey. This is No Girl So Sweet. Again, this is from 1998's Is This Desire? Just kind of on track to, I'm not, like, in pursuit of playing full albums, like, all of the songs from them on the show. It just happens a lot because I have a lot of albums in the genres that I play on the show that, like, I think every single song needs to be heard and should be played. So, like, sometimes we just work our way through the album. Let's see. I have almost 10 minutes of music, and I have almost 10 minutes left of the show. So this is awesome. Again, you're listening to WMUC FM College Park. My name is Claire Kilborn, and this is my show, Final Girl. Next up is No Girl So Sweet by PJ Harvey. We'll be right back. All right. So that last song was Spoon by Sibo Matto. This is from 1997's Super Relax. I love this album artwork. It looks like almost like a snow globe. And then it has the two of them sitting on a crescent moon. I don't know. It's so 90s. And I love it. I need to bring back... I was going to say we need to bring back, but I could just bring it back and then everyone could follow the trend of like 90s whimsy goth. I was really feeling that over Halloween, especially when my roommates and I watched Practical Magic. That is like the whimsy goth, whimsy grunge movie. Anyways, the last song that I'm going to play for you all tonight, because we have 3 minutes left, is Unstoppable by Santi Gold. This isn't really trip hop at all. It's more indie sleaze almost, but I've been obsessed with this song. It's just like so good. It's so fun. Again, you've been listening to WMUC FM College Park. My name's Claire Kilborn, and this is my show, Final Girl. I'm here for at least one more Monday at 8 p.m. Before the winter break, and then we'll have a new schedule in the new semester. So tune in next week for maybe the last episode of this semester. All right, I'll see you guys next week, and enjoy. This is Unstoppable by Santi Gold.